Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm just thinking, I always start our show telling how beautiful weather is. And today is really beautiful because it's not so hot. And what can I say? I do not like so much sun. And even when we are in California, I'm like, I'm Polish girl. I like little less heat. And the last weeks, they were horrible. Hello. Hi. Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, we are here. We are bringing amazing guests. Of course, today they are really, really amazing because they are straight from Europe. And today I will call our segment The Best of Poland and Europe Around the World. And in USA, of course. And I cannot wait to really introduce again my guest, because I'm sure some of our listeners remember them already. Especially one. He is my favorite musician. And his name is...
Reinhold Schwarzwald. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Look at you. Can you tell us one more time your name?
My name is Reinhold Schwarzwald.
Schwarzwald. Everybody needs to repeat this beautiful, beautiful name. I just like, but you know, when I see your name, sounds like easier read than say it.
Yeah.
Reinhold is easier, but the second name, Schwarz.
Schwarzwald.
Can you tell us what does this mean?
Oh, Schwarzwald means Black Forest, actually. Yeah,
that's
German, it means Black Forest.
Did you ever been in Germany in Black Forest?
Yeah, I've been there. I've driven through the Black Forest a number of times.
And he's like, hey, it's my name.
There was always on the way from Austria to Paris and from Paris to Austria when I was living there.
So. You lucky man. Okay, Reinhold, if people remember or don't remember, first, he's a really hard-looking man.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I had him a year and a half ago playing on one of New Year big, big parties for a lot of people. He came, I was singing, he was playing, and I was so happy because he was flying straight for our show from Germany, yes?
That's right. I was flying in straight from Austria, actually, at the time.
Austria?
Yeah, I was flying in straight to your show. That's right.
Yeah, because originally you are from Austria.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun playing on your show, by the way. It was really fun. It was a great night. I still remember.
And he looked so hot. I don't know, people, but everybody who wants to look great, go to Europe and buy some clothes, come to America, and everybody will say, wow, you look so hot. Could you tell us what did you wear? Do you remember?
Well, it's a pleasure to be in such charming company. First of all, I want to say this. It's a charming and hot company here. It's awesome to be here.
You have like velvet and very like a little burgundy. You don't remember. I do, because not so many people have so great clothes here. But I know you're an artist, but still, it was very, very special. And you look very great today.
It was
too.
Kind of a Gobelin material, right? It was had some Gobelin quality to
it. A little texture.
Yeah, that's right.
It was hot. And of course, you are playing saxophone. And this is a very sexy, sexy instrument. And we'll listen in a second of live sound of your instrument, and especially when you are playing saxophone, how beautiful you sound and your music. But before, I would like to introduce somebody who will take care of our beauty, our face, our body, our mind probably too. And she is, for the second time, first I met you a month ago. Your name is?
Margaret Tomaszewicz.
Okay, people of course hear the Tomaszewicz. That's not American name, Margaret. Okay, you're Polish, Małgorzata.
Małgorzata Tomaszewicz.
That's beautiful, both ways, Margaret and Małgorzata. I love both of ways.
Thank you.
And a month ago, I was so, so lucky to have you here because I offered you a segment on our show. I know that a lot of ladies are listening to the show, and hey, I need to take care of myself better and better. Now when I'm going younger and younger, I really need to take care of myself even more. And you have something very special to offer to people that they can go to Amazon and they can just purchase. Yes?
Yes, I developed my own organic skincare line called Voda. As you know, it means water in Polish.
Water. Everybody needs Voda. Everybody needs water. We need Voda and all water everywhere, inside and out, and our skin especially. Okay, then now people understand. We'll be having something for our soul, music by Reinhold. Please, Reinhold, give us the sound of your instrument. Wow, we want more, we want more. But whoever loves this instrument and loves this type of music, I think Reinhold has a very, very special event that he wants to invite all of us. Go for it.
Yes, dear listeners, it's great fun to be here. As I said, thank you so much, Ilona, for having me. I'm very excited. On Friday, August the 18th, coming up just in a few days, Friday this week, I will be playing at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, which is located Wilshire and Fairfax, many of you know. It's a beautiful outdoor venue, and I will be playing there with my band. And I look very much forward to it. It's a free concert, so if you want to come out for a free summer concert and enjoy some music and some great company and have some fun, then join us. We're going to have a lot of fun.
We will, for sure. But like every artist, you are describing everything too fast. And just, we want to know more about this show. I know show will be great. You told us already the place. But I will rewind a little bit our show. Please tell us one more time, where is this place, what day, what time?
Yes, so it's at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. It's at 6 p.m. on Friday, August the 18th.
Yes.
And yeah, come on out, join us, come a little early, grab some nice seats, and enjoy some really fun music. I'm very excited to be there with my band, who are all fantastic musicians, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Now we need to know a little. Yeah, I know. We need to know more about your band.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have these talented musicians with me. Have an awesome bass player, Ernest Tibbs. He's out on tour with Simon Phillips and Protocol. I have Gene Coy on drums, who is fantastic. He played with Carlos Santana. And I have Kevin Flohner, who has his own TV show. He played with Chaka Khan. He's there. And my good friend Rick Salen on guitar. And then I also have my son Kevin on Kevin Schwarzwald on the violin. And I have four singers with me. The Darden sisters, very, very talented. Between 17 and 21 years old, and they are just fantastic. They're from Orange County. They have beautiful voices, and I'm sure you're going to love them.
Yes.
We can't wait to go.
And I was waiting when you made introduction, because I just found out a few weeks ago that your son will be playing with you, and I think, how can I not give a little bit time to just learn a little bit more about him? You told us already his name is Kevin, and yes, he plays a violin.
Yes, he plays the violin. He's also a scientist. He works as a scientist in Chicago at a think tank that does climate research. And he's a violinist and also plays piano and composes. And he's out on tour with the Chicago Loud Nine, which is a very, very cool R&B soul band from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And on Friday, he was actually supposed to play with them in Minneapolis, but I stole him away from that gig so that he could be here with us.
So good. He's here only for 1 week, yes?
Yes.
Is he often in L.A.?
He should come more often, but he's always so busy, you know. This.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 24.
Wow. 24.
Impressive.
Yes, Margaret, you have also very impressive daughter. I think we need to say, because we are proud parents, and it's not easy to raise smart, intelligent, sweet children who still like to hang out with parents when they are 23 or 24. And three of us are very, very lucky to have lovely children. And I think we all did something really good in life. Then tell us about your daughter.
Well, today is a very special day for my daughter. Today was her first day in real job.
Oh my gosh.
Full-time job. She started working for Deutsch Entertainment.
Wow.
So today I was very happy to see her off to her first day as an adult person and to adult job. So today was a very special day.
And her name is?
Katarina Tomaszewicz.
Katarina, congratulations.
Yes,
congratulations.
Very
proud
of her. Yes. Thank you very much.
And my daughter, Natasha, she works for Netflix. This is her first month. Oh my gosh, she works so hard. But she loves the job. She loves to be challenged. She spent a year and a half at Lionsgate, which we loved so much. They raised her there. And now the big challenge at Netflix, everybody knows this is a pretty tough company. But these children, they will do okay in life.
Children.
Yes. But you know what? Hey, we are doing good stuff too. Then coming back, maybe Reinhold. I have two songs that I would love to play. I think Street Funk we already played. I love this one. Is this from your last album?
Actually, Street Funk, no. I'm not sure if we played it because I brought this out like this was a new single that came out in spring. But if you want to play another song, whatever song you want to play.
No, I have two.
Totally
I will
fun.
Be playing. We'll play both.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I think because, you know, still people are walking. We're in California. We always walk.
That's right.
Street Funk.
Street funk, yeah.
Sounds really, really good.
Everybody needs street funk, right?
Because then the second song, you need to explain the title.
Right.
What is the title? Yamale?
Yamale?
Yeah, what does this mean?
Oh, I didn't even know that I sent you this one.
Hello?
I thought I sent you Street Funk and Sex Dance.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the Sex Dance will leave for next show.
Okay, no problem.
Because I don't have it.
That's right, okay. No
but we have saxophone and your sexy way of playing in your hands. And
oh,
you know.
That's okay.
But okay, that's the second song you need to describe me.
Absolutely.
What does this mean? Why?
Yamale.
Is this African?
It's African, that's right, yeah.
Oh, now I'm getting closer. Okay, but for right now, Street Funk. Funk. Okay.
Funk is in the streets. We'll be right back.
I just love it. I just love your tone.
Thank you.
And it's just, you sing on a saxophone. I know you're also a singer.
Yes, I am.
But you really, you treat the melody as this is a song, you know, that you can, somebody can sing perfectly, pronunciate the melody and tonality, and just beautiful.
Thank you so much. That's what that was my intention. So I'm glad that it comes across. You
know? Oh yes, and really, I was seeing myself walking, and I saw people walking in Santa Monica, going to visit our beautiful guest, who she has her own segment on our show. We'll be talking about beauty, about how to take care of your skin, and I'm sure everybody who listened to this beautiful song that is called Street Funk will find a way to your place. And can you tell us where you are located in Santa Monica?
The name of the place is European Skin and Massage Studio, and it's located on 2nd Street in Santa Monica, between Santa Monica Boulevard and Arizona. So it's right there in the heart of Santa Monica, really easy to find.
And everybody who wants to remember this very, very well, please go to Accent On. All links are there again and again. And you are open practically 5 days a week,
sometimes even 7 days a week. I work by appointment. So yes. If a client, my special clients, like to see me on the weekend or in the evening, I'm there for them. I live very close by, and I love my job, and I love my clients, and I love to help them out because we're all busy. So I understand that when women are busy running around with work and job and kids and family, sometimes they don't have time for themselves. So
in a day, on weekday.
So when they have a moment and they call me, I try to be there for them.
I just would like everybody to see your skin. It's just gorgeous. I know we are Polish and we have good skin, but every time when you are coming, I will be like, oh my gosh, am I looking okay? Is my skin okay? It's like, you know,
beautiful.
When you have people who are dressed well, it's like, oh, well, you look good, but it's so cute. But you know what? To take care of yourself, everybody says, myself too, I never have time. You know, you are laughing because I'm using all my life one cream only, Nivea, for all my life. My daddy was using, mama was using, probably Reinhold is using Nivea.
I know this one.
Dad was using it.
Daddy was using, but I know it's something more to try it on your skin, especially when you go to store, you see all of these things, all of creams, all of powders, and it's like, I don't even want to learn what is right from you or not, because first, it's very expensive. Second, mostly really doesn't bring any effect. I don't think so. And then I don't like to read all these chemicals that are included in a cosmetic, especially in America. No, I'm happy when I see from France, you know, a lot of great cosmetics from Europe we can get here. But I somehow, I'm biased, because when I met you and you said you have your line of cosmetics that is called Voda, that's very smart. Smart name, because means water, and we know without water we cannot survive, which means the same, we know skin
it's
needs water
and hydration. Yes.
Then tell us a little bit, like I say, last month we had already a segment, you were telling us your life story, but the Voda is something that we would love people to know about, and it's not only for ladies. Guys can, and young girls, everybody can.
Skincare for everybody.
This is a skin, but that's a line. We are not talking one bottle of something.
No.
And then please describe us, what is the line about?
So first of all, it's a natural and organic skincare line. And it's very important these days to use natural organic products, because we are bombarded with chemicals all the time. And our skin absorbs all the chemicals to bloodstream, and then we get sick, and all kinds of diseases develop. So I want to make sure my skincare line has only the pure, the best ingredients, but not only pure ingredients, but actually the ingredients that will work and develop, produce results for skin. So it's a result-driven. And I've been working with the skincare industry for close to 30 years now. So I work with a lot of different products.
You have some names that are very important in this industry that you work with. Could you tell us a little bit?
Well, I work with Dr. Murad, which of course developed the whole skincare line. I work with the owner of Dermalogica. I worked for many years in developing the Bourke Williams skincare line and their brand. So I had experience many different venues and different products, but I couldn't find one skincare line that was both organic, natural, and result-driven, which means if I recommend something for you, within 2-3 weeks, you will see the result. And that was the most important for me, because I work so closely with my clients that it's in my best interest when they come to me to advise them the best product.
She's a good pitcher. You really are. You need to go on TV like right away. Very, very cool. I know that's your passion. I know that's your 30 years of life. I know that you were working with so many amazing people who create this industry. And you really were one who began life in L.A. And you learn really what is the cosmetic industry about, because it was like 30 years ago, it was like almost nothing.
There was nothing. And I came from Europe where we have plenty great cosmetics, and to here where was
LA, crazy,
was practically nothing. A Clinique was
like Wild West. 30 years later, you are taking over. I'm like, I have a Voda, I have a water for everybody, for your skin. And obviously, we have our segment, and every month we will be having you once, and we'll be talking more and more about every bottle, every goodies that you are bringing. Everything has a different name and is for something else. But today, we also will be talking about how to take care of your skin in the summer.
Right.
Ugh, LA, dry. Right. You know, I wake up and I cough like I'm like, what's going on? Everything is dry, and I'm saying, okay, it's just dry air. But the same with skin is even worse, probably.
Yes, it's dry, but the biggest problem during summer for us is the sun and the UV rays. And that's what if I say to client one thing, they have to use sunscreen. It's a must for everybody.
Okay.
So sunscreen is like number one product that everybody has to use.
We need to ask Reinhold if he's using sunscreen.
Well,
no, me no.
No.
Me no too.
I know. I need to listen to your advice for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because we have gentlemen and you have me too. And I'm a little lazy. Oh, my daughter is always putting sunscreen. Even when we are going out for a little 10-15 minutes walk. She's beautiful skin also. But I don't. Somehow I don't like these feelings on my face. And
so
she's giving me something on my skin. And this...
I wish there was a TV, because this is would be great for show and
Oh my dance. Gosh, got a little tint in it.
This is my tinted sunscreen.
Okay.
And it's the same shade for everybody. See how dark it looks
on
your light
skin? It looks very dark.
But then when you rub it in...
Oh my gosh, is my skin back?
It just gives you just a little bit of a shade.
Okay, let's smell Voda. Let's smell water, because water not supposed to smell. Let's see. Oh my gosh, doesn't smell. I love it.
It doesn't smell like...
And does it? You touch the Reinhold. That's my hand. And it's got no gooiness.
I can only attest it's very smooth.
Very smooth.
Very smooth.
Compared to your
other
hands,
he gives you just a little bit tiny sheer. So everybody,
you know, I hate the thickness of the, you know, the like creamy ways. Then I feel like, okay, I just got washed after shower, and then I put these things and I feel like greasy. And that's a...
It's silky. Silky.
So wow.
This is my tinted moisturizer.
Okay.
And
doesn't smell. I hate when smells, because I don't like so many smells of creams, of this and that. You know, how many smells you can put on your body after a shower?
Some creams do smell, but this one, I don't like the smell
it.
Of a sunscreen. You know, the smell really icky.
Yeah.
So this is just, it gives you just a little bit of a sheer.
Is this 30, 45 or
it's
whatever?
It's 40 sunscreen. That's it's zinc. Very important for everybody to remember. please use zinc sunscreens. They're physical block. They're not chemicals. Mm-hmm. And they cover you instantly, which means you can put it on and go out of the street the same moment and you already be covered.
Interesting.
Chemical sunscreen takes up to 20 minutes to start working. So when you go to the beach and put a chemical sunscreen on, for 20 minutes, you're not protected from the sun.
Which means in home, you always need to apply in home. 20 minutes, give yourself time. And this stays how long on our body safely?
It will protect you during, without the, you know, if you're not on a beach, it will protect you for 3, 4, 5 hours.
Okay.
But by lunchtime, please reapply.
Interesting. Okay, we need to say again, name of this is a Voda. Read, please.
It's Voda Tinted moisturizer from European Natural Skincare.
It's amazing. Voda is W.
W-O-D-A.
Yes. And means water, but Voda. You know, I Google you. Like, of course, I Google you, and it's like Amazon. Boom, you are on the Google. You are number one. Like, already you say Voda. It's like water, and it's already you. I cannot believe it. And you are doing something right. But we want everybody to try. You know, this is a really radio station that is heard everywhere. And people who listen in California or Los Angeles, they can always visit you in Santa Monica. Where is your place one more time?
On 2nd Street. It's 1333 2nd Street in Santa Monica.
And name of the?
European Skin and Massage Studio.
Come on. Everybody remembers European Skin. That's our skin. Gorgeous skin. But
thank you.
I hate to use the word honest, but honestly, but it's not greasy, doesn't smell, disappeared on my hands, and when she applied, was brown. I thought, it's like powder, will be my skin will be yellowish. No, nothing. I cannot believe.
It gives you a little bit of a tint, so it evens out your complexion, so you can even wear it if you don't wear makeup, if you're just running around doing errands.
Okay.
Yes.
We will take a break. We'll stop talking about beauty because we have also Reinhold with us, and he beautifies us together with Margaret from inside out. Tell us, when you write and compose, because when I had you a few times already on our show, you always were talking about your album, we were playing music, but seems like you had something cooking in March and I somehow missed it because you said, oh, this is a new single, a new album, are you working on something new?
Yeah, so I brought out Street Funk, so the song that we just heard before, and it's kind of, as you heard, a funky tune, you know, walking down the street, that's why it's Street Funk, this is how it came to me. And I'm working on a number of different things. I'm very excited. I also did my first short music documentary on the Venice music scene. That's very cool, called Echoes of Westminster. It's going to come out within the next few months. So we're going to, it's featuring a number of my music friends down there in Venice that I have played with and worked with. And
do you have anybody in this movie that has Polish roots? Because I'm thinking about Polish Film Festival for next year, because they have the shorts. If it's even
sure
one person
right.
that has something to do with Poland, you need to find it to all everybody who was
I'm gonna
ask them, who is Polish? Who is Polish?
I'm gonna find the person that has Polish roots.
You know what? I know this festival for many, many years. I don't know if they had like 100% music-oriented short film.
Yeah,
this could be something very cool.
And it's very cool. I'm very excited because I got to feature some very, you know, talented people that I like very much, and it's pretty exciting what's going down. On down there, and it's kind of a subculture that is not so much known in LA. A lot of people don't know about it, what's happening there, so it's really cool. So I'm excited about that. And then my dear French friends here, Jeremy Benamou and Celine Lawson, we have a project together, and they got me, oh my god, they got me actually to act in a movie. I've never done this before, so I'm not really an actor, so I did never, you know, look to pursue this kind of this career, but they got me to act in a short, and also I wrote the music for it as well.
Beautiful.
They got me to write the music, so that was kind of fun.
Wow. And you promised to introduce Accent On to your friends who you mentioned, they're both from France, and they will be here with you hopefully, and we'll book you probably not in September, in October. Are they here for longer? Or
they live here. They live here. Yeah, they live in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. Hi. One more time, their names?
Jeremy Benamou and Celine Lawson.
Oh, come on. This looks... saxophone, French, friends and shorts about Venice and all about music. And you are an actor. And you are playing...
They had me act, so you know.
And then, yeah, but outside of that, I posted on my Accent On and my Ilona Europa Facebook page the shorts that they created for you, yes?
Yes.
About the show, who will be on Friday, where?
At the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, known as LACMA, on Wilshire Boulevard and Fairfax, one block east of Fairfax, at 6 p.m.
Wonderful. Is this a place for like thousands of people? I've never been there.
Well, there's a lot of people coming out for those concerts, a whole concert series that always starts in April and goes until November. And is happening every Friday. It's a great concert series. A lot of people are coming out and having fun because they know they can listen to music and come out with their friends and also maybe before go to the museum or do things like that. So it's, there's a lot of people coming out.
I need to give you an idea, and maybe you know about this or maybe not. You know, I was invited a few weeks ago with Natasha to a birthday party. One of my artists that she's singing with me and I developed her talent for the last 3 years. She had her 15th year's birthday, but she requested in a restaurant in Getty Museum. Mm-hmm. She just loves to be in this museum with Mama. She's very artsy girl, beautiful girl. Then Savannah, that's her name. And we just came earlier with my daughter Natasha, and they have the stages.
Yeah,
for musicians. Did you ever play there? And we stopped. They were great. We saw only two people. But we stopped and like, oh, we need to go for birthday. We need to. We went for birthday. But we heard like 17-20 minutes. We listened to the artists. One was from England. It was amazing. Did you play there?
I have not played at the Getty Museum, but I know they have those summer concerts going
and
on.
And they love international stuff. Then I think you need to call them. You need to call them right away, and just especially that you right now are featuring this one big concert. When this concert would be?
This Friday, 18th at 6 p.m.
And you said how long will be this Friday? Concert? How long?
It starts at 6 o'clock. It's for 2 hours. It's a 2-hour show.
2 hours.
Yeah,
you have whole band. You have two beautiful young girls singing.
Four. Yeah.
Those
are four sisters. They're very talented. They sound amazing. They're really good. They have their own band called Darden. They're the Darden sisters, but their band is called Darden. They just recorded their album and their music videos, and we will hear a lot about them in the near future.
They need to come to Accent On. If they have, of course, album, we'll be playing something.
I know. They would be great interview.
Yeah, four of them. Hi, that's so cool. And sisters,
I send them to you.
Please, of course, we love great artists and family who plays together, stays together, together.
That's right. That's true. You know, that comes from my parents. I want to thank my parents, by the way, here on the air because they are fantastic. They can't be here for the show. They are over there in Austria, but I want to thank them for inspiring me and for the fact that I could grow up in a family where there was lots of music around and we traveled with music and that got me to where I am today. So thank you.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy. What is Mommy's name?
Kati and Charlie.
Oh, maybe one day when they will be here, you will bring them also. I have.
That's right.
Always when his parents are coming visiting my artists from outside of America, I'm trying to get all of us together. Now I really feel like we need to introduce also Margaret to your husband because I want him to come to our show too. He is a pretty cool guy. Could you tell us what he is doing?
He is. He is animation editor. So he works in entertainment business as well. And that's how our daughter got a bug for the entertainment business because she grew up around film and great movies. And my husband took her to film studios where he was working. So it is the family that plays together, stays together, and then
we want
we forward our passion to our children. So my husband did
his
that for
name
our daughter.
Is Piotr Tomaszewicz. Yeah. And we also need to say that he was working on some pretty cool known shows. Could you tell us maybe one or two?
Well, for 10 years, he was an editor for the Rugrats TV show and the movies.
Wow.
And he just recently was working for Illumination Entertainment. So
fantastic.
It's a lot of many years of a great, great, great long career in animation.
Fantastic. Congratulations. That's really very
yes.
good.
Yes.
I have a great respect for the artists who do motion graphics and graphic artists and everything. I love their work.
That is so cool, because a week ago I had in our studio a very, very interesting gentleman. His name is Richard Gibbs, and he's a very known musician. He was working with Robert Palmer, Aretha Franklin. He's first and foremost film and TV composer for Simpsons, Queen of the Damned, and record producer for Purple Mountains. Majestic, we played their songs, a great band, and he found this band and just was eating some restaurant. Somebody said, go and listen to this band now. They have whole album, and it's amazing, which means the dream can come true in LA. You just eat, and then somebody discover you. It was very cool, but like I say, this guy has big studio, The Woodshed. Did you ever Barbara Streisand records there and Coldplay
yeah. It's a very well known studio
in Malibu is amazing, you know what, and he makes this really cool and affordable then for a lot of musicians. Then I'm just loving this gentleman. I was very happy to have him on my show. Okay, for right now, I don't know, maybe it's time, give us some 20 seconds of sound of your saxophone. Play us something. Yes. We have a musician who can play live. I love it. I love it. I need to record you need to send me snippet of your playing, and I will be like, when I want to say something important, I will play your saxophone.
Oh, yeah,
this will be our,
like, you know, little jingles like saxophone
jingle. And Dodds Reinhold will be pitching this way your music. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I'm totally up for it.
That's a really cool. Now, even though I can always cut this out, but you need to just send
some
me
little sexy snippets of saxophone.
Yeah, and that, yeah. Then we have this beautiful break, and I want to come back to you, Margaret, and we talk about summer problems, which means we need to put the 45 Voda sunscreen, European natural skin care. It's called Tinted. I'm just reading, because if people want to go to Amazon, that they know
it's,
what we are talking about.
Actually not on Amazon.
No!
This one it's not, but it's on my and on my website, which is vodaskincare.com.
Oh, that means that if people go to your Voda website, skincare, they can contact you and purchase.
They
from
can
there.
Buy it directly from my website, vodaskincare.com.
Good for you, better and more money. How much does it cost? Oh, let's talk to money.
This is only $38.
That's a pretty heavy bottle.
Yes.
If you spend 30 something bucks, how long this will stay?
This will last you for about a couple months.
Couple months.
Using it every day.
Yeah, I go out for 5 minutes and I can use for 1 year. I'm joking. For cheap.
You buy it, but it's a great quality.
Yes.
It can replace your moisturizer, sunscreen, and light makeup all at one time. So it's and it's good for all types of skin. Doesn't clog up your pores, you know, like some of the sunscreen do. So it's good for acne skin, anybody with sensitive skin, because it's zinc, it will not irritate. There's no chemicals in it, so it will not irritate your skin.
Zinc, zinc, zinc. Now, we have something in my hands.
Yes, I brought another product.
Yes, we need to talk. We'll be talking next month, and we'll be talking a little more and more about everything what you produce.
So this product is actually on Amazon, and it's called Youth Elixir. And who doesn't want to have a Youth Elixir in their hand, right?
Who gives you this idea for the names? You have some
Voda,
good names.
Voda, my husband actually came out with this name. So he was the one that found name Voda.
Yeah,
we were both
very smart, Piotr.
Thank you, yes, he is. Youth Elixir is, I brought it today because we were talking about summer skin, how important it is to use good products during summer to protect ourselves. And I brought this because this one is a vitamin C serum and peptides. And why did I brought this serum especially? Because vitamin C together with sunscreen, that's the best protection against summer sun and summer weather. Because vitamin C is antioxidant, so will protect you from this dry weather, and it also will protect you from the sun rays, UV rays. And not only that, but vitamin C is the best ingredients for anti-aging. But because it wasn't good enough for me, so I put it together with stem cells. So So if you put this on every day on your skin, underneath the sunscreen after you wash your face with the serum, in 30 days or less, your skin's going to look much, much younger.
Wow. You know, next time, next month when you come, I think you will just say, Ilona, you wake up, you do this. Then in the middle of the days, you do this. Yes. Then, you know, and just give people the little how your line need to be applied, because you have a few great projects. Yes. And like you say already, I know that I need to apply the sunscreen, and never did, hate it. Always hate it. I always try. I have all of them, and check it. I hate them. But this is so cool. I'm very excited about
and
that for you.
Sunscreen is important when you go outside, but the research shows that if you are sitting 4 days in front of a computer screen, it's like sitting 20 minutes unprotected, burning on the sun.
Oh, our children, poor children, they all sit in front of computers. Do you need to market for youth? You know, because they will be wrinkled, they will be ugly. The people will be so ugly after many, many years because of computer and phone screens. Okay, we'll go very fast to two, because you have two more cosmetics.
Yes.
And please tell
us. So, since you already mentioned that sun is drying, summer is a very dry weather, especially here in the valley. So, after you come back from the sun and your skin is dry and sensitive, you need to moisturize.
Yeah.
So this, I brought my age-proof daily cream, and this is available on Amazon and also on my website. Age-proof is good for all types of skin.
Okay.
And as the name says, it will protect you, will hydrate you, protect you from the aging process. It's great after the summer days when you come back home and you just feel irritated and dry. To put that at night.
Okay. In one more, something gorgeous.
One more product. I brought this so you can take this one, you take home with you, Ilona.
Oh, you know what? Now people know why she's here. If I will know, I will have you every Monday. You know, this is like so many goodies. Thank you so much. I'm not lying. I don't use anything except Nivea, not because I'm cheap. I buy, I try, and I never use it because I just hate.
But you told me earlier that you're using my gold mask.
Yes, but gold mask.
I brought last month, right?
We need to talk next month, because this is like so exquisite. The name of this is gold mask, any celebrity style. Then people think, it's not for me. And even when I open it, I felt like, I put gold on my head.
Yes,
three
so
times.
You told
and
me
like,
you've been using gold mask already, so
three,
there's a step forward.
Yes, it's true, but I trust you. What a crazy word, trust. We don't like our honest trust, you know, because everybody abuses these words. But honestly, I'm so happy I met you, because the trust is there right away. And I know your life. I know your bio. I know how hard and how close you are to this industry. And what can I say? I loved it to be treated by you as a celebrity. You gave me this gold on my face. I'm like, I needed to try. I never did anything goldishly gorgeous on me. Then thank you so much. What is this?
Yeah, so this mask I brought also today, it's my magic.
Oh, gosh. Magic. These names, they're catchy. Piotr, Peter, thank you. Is this he also? This one is yours, name?
Together, we collaborate on this one. So
50-50.
It's a good branding team, yeah.
Yes, we are. This is called Magic Bamboo Charcoal Mask.
Magic Bamboo Charcoal Mask.
And the reason I named it Magic, because it really is a magic in a jar. When you have hyperpigmentation from the sun, when your skin is irritated, dry, you can put this mask on and it will detoxify your skin, brighten your skin, give you smooth complexion. It is literally for everybody. It's wow. The magic in a jar.
And is why bamboo?
Bamboo is the stem cells from the okay. bamboo are the closest to our stem cells. So they are anti-aging. So all the stem cells that I have in my products are not stem cells. They're not people yeah, stem cells. They're vegetable and plant-derived stem cells. So these there are stem cells from bamboo. But charcoal, as you know, the charcoal pulls out the toxin, it detoxifies, brightens the skin. So I put the charcoal and bamboo together, but it also has the vitamin C, which is was in my serum.
We had no idea. Everything what you are saying, in a way, maybe somebody somewhere in back of the head heard about. No, that's all is new for me, what you are talking about. And I really, really appreciate.
We'll learn as the time goes.
We will learn. We'll be repeating, because I really want people to try, and something's magical, like you say, magical and bamboo-ishly great. Then I want people to buy it.
And both you and your daughter can use this mask.
Okay, so for mom and young and skin
yes.
and old.
So yes, for everybody, for all age. So you let me know next time.
Margaret, one more time, when people want to purchase stuff from your website, maybe let's put them also for the website because they can learn more about you. Then website is?
VodaSkincare.com.
Wonderful. And Voda, W-O-D-A.
W-O-D-A.
People,
yes.
That's European
Voda,
way.
Skincare.com. And all the products except for sunscreens are also on Amazon. If somebody
well, they will find you. Yes. When they buy all of these things, they will somehow find you for the rest of it. Bamboo, I like the words. And that's something that I want to tie in with the music that you brought, because the name of the song is...
Yamale.
Of course, everybody knows. Now I know too. It's got some African mood about that.
That's right.
Yes?
It does.
Let's play the song. I almost fade out on your solo, but I cannot ever. Couldn't do it. Thank you so much. We had, I think, a minute and a half to go, but our show is almost done for today. And I want to remind people one more time, if they would love to see your band and listen to your beautiful music, this Friday they have a chance to hear you for almost 2 hours. Where people need to go?
Coming out to the Los Angeles County Museum of Art this Friday, August 18 at 6 p.m. It's a free outdoor summer concert. Join us for the fun. We're going to have great fun. I hope to see you there.
And your name is?
Reinhold Schwarzwald.
Austria, but of course, Los Angeles. And our guest, we have a segment, beauty segment. For another few months, we'll be talking to Margaret. And Margaret, could you tell us name of your beautiful line, cosmetic line?
Voda European Skincare, and you can find it on vodaskincare.com and on Amazon. And it was so much fun. I just want to say we almost got up here and danced. It was a pleasure.
And everybody,
pleasure is mine.
Wonderful. Everybody who would like to listen to our show, in a few hours will be posted a link on LA Talk Radio under Accent on Archives. You can scroll down, listen to 300 past shows. I will be posting also on Facebook a link if people want to listen later, probably tomorrow or next day. But our guest information is also included on Accent on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Ilona.
Yeah, always.
Can
thank
I just say
so
one
much.
More thing? For every product sold, we plant 3. So just want to encourage everybody that isn't that only you get product, but you also plant the tree for every product you buy.
Well, that's beautiful. That's
now great. We need to go and see this magical forest, because soon we'll have summer forest here that nobody heard before about. Then we'll talk about this next month.
Absolutely.
Remind me, that's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Thank you so much for today, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. For today, bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.